The picture of all these people sitting on the steps is kind of interesting because Roy Benson was here, and I knew him many years before I knew his brother Harry and married him. He's sitting on the front step at near Vivian's feet, and his wife Ellen is in the last one on the top, and I must have had my arm around her or something, and I was sitting real close to her. And they used to come to our house and visit. Little did I know I would be marrying his brother. Then I went, and my cousin Astrid and her mother and dad moved to Florida, to Dunellen, Florida. And then my Aunt Alma died, and Astrid was so lonely she asked my mother to send one of her girls down. Well, the other two girls didn't want to go, so I volunteered to go. And I got on a train in Detroit during the war and went down piled with soldiers in there. And I went to Florida on the train. And I got off at this little town, Dunellen, and there was nobody to meet me. And I was 15 years old. And I hung around there and hung around. Finally, a minister came. Reverend Reynolds, his name was, and his wife. And they had gotten the time wrong on the train, I guess. And they were to take me out to Dunellen, Florida, to my cousins. And I stayed out there for 6 weeks until my mother and dad came and got me. And they took me to this gardens, famous gardens near Ocala, and I'm holding a monkey. I remember how scared I was holding that monkey. He didn't exactly act like a human being. And I thought he did look like one, but he didn't act like one. And here is my grandmother, who I never met, but I have her rocking chair. Her name was, gee, what was her name? Josephine. No, Caroline. Caroline Johnson. And then next to her is Alice, little Alice. And then my mother, who stands here so stately, and this must have been before she married.